What is your favorite word?
Appropriate. Appropriate, I think. Because I think it's often little used, but absolutely is a very appropriate word when applying it to what is supposedly good or bad or right or wrong in theatre. I think the words good and bad and right and wrong are misused endlessly, and I think it's about what is appropriate action, what is appropriate emotion, what is appropriate text, what is appropriate music. And when you use that word, you begin to, I think, dispel this thing of opinions and more to do with kind of facts and what makes sense in the arts.
What is your least favorite word?
Awesome. Awesome is a wonderful word when appropriately used, but I think it is now used along with the word cool without people really understanding what it means. Awesome is in the sight of God, virtually, a sense of being that overwhelms you in its totality. And Everest and maybe having children, whereas having a Coca-Cola is not awesome, in my view. Except the mathematical improbability of any of this happening, which basically is, everything is pretty awesome in that way, but I think you understand what I mean. And the word was cool, I'm sorry, I have two irritating ones. Cool, people don't misunderstand. They think it means something, everything's okay, and it doesn't. It means everything's very, very hot. It comes from black talk in America, which means that jazz, that music was so hot, it was cool.
Name three films you think every actor should see.
I would say Mulholland Drive for the industry. Recently I saw Birdman for the excesses of an emotional and mental issues that actors face, and it was also very amusing. And I'm trying to think. I would say Sunset Boulevard for the darker side of Hollywood, you know. With Null and I, if you've ever seen that. It's a wonderful film about actors at the end of the 60s.
So what's it called again?
With Null and I.
With Nil?
Yeah, with Nell.
With Nell and I.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And it's about basically two unemployed actors. So a very, very funny film.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
I think engagement with people. They don't have to be just artists or actors. I think just engagement with people I find incredibly, you know, it's a little bit like the Bjork song about human emotion. Human beings are endlessly fascinating, weird, and extraordinary things. And I love, particularly in the workshop, engaging with them and provoking and finding ways of working with people is always an extraordinary thing. And I find that has a spiritual value and in every way. Yeah.
What turns you off?
I think the unbearable... Well, it used to be a book called The Unbearable Lightness of Being, and I thought it was the unbearable heaviness of mediocrity and beigeness about people. You know, life is full of mess and complications and interesting things, and everything's been turned into a sort of McDonald's meal of everything's okay, cool and wonderful, but it ain't. And that kind of pretending everything's clean and pleasant makes me sick.
What is your favourite curse word?
Motherfucker.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Take that.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Architecture or psychology. If psychology is a profession, I'm not sure it is, but...
What profession would you not like to do?
Work in 7-Eleven.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I've got the verbs here.